tonight, the only thing that I'm seeing is about Noah. So go ahead and open up to Hebrews 11. And you can also, we'll look at a verse in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. Sometimes when God gives you an assignment, you have to be willing to look a fool. You have to be willing to be mocked and made fun of, called an idiot, called, and worse than that today, you know, they're going to call you a hater and a bigot and everything else. I've got a video. We may, I don't know, I'll have to ask the Lord how to use these. And, I'm telling you, in Tulsa, we haven't seen much of this, but I've got a video of a street preacher in a larger city. It's a young lady. You know, she's not flamboyant. She just, you know, I don't know, looks like 20s or 30s maybe. And she's a street preacher. She's got a little amplifier and a little microphone, and she's preaching Jesus on the corner. And here comes a group of, I don't know if it's Antifa or what they are, but they've got a megaphone. And they, I mean, several of them had megaphones. She's just trying to preach. And I mean, all of them begin shouting, God loves us all. You are a liar. God loves us all. You are a liar. Real loud. I mean, you can't hear her saying anything because they've got, and there's maybe 40 of them. I mean, she's totally outnumbered. I don't know how long it goes on. I want to just, you know, thank God I wasn't there. Show you the love of God. No, I'm sorry. Y'all keep praying for Gary, okay? And now that gets pretty intimidating, you know? And it sounds so right. And see, if you're unschooled, if you're not trained, God loves us all. Yes, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that if those that believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves us all. That's why he sent Jesus to save you. But they can't hear her at all at this point. I mean, it's like four megaphones. They're all in unison. They're chanting. This goes on for I don't know how long. It's very intimidating. We're going to have to, you better get your rhino hide thickened up. You better get, you know, when he says boot camp, he is not kidding. We better get some rhino hide. And like I read to you, that young man that ventured out this week and shared with a liberal person about how bad abortion is, and he got read the Riot Act, and he says that's the first time he'd ever done it and first time he'd ever been verbally slayed or attacked like that. And he says, I got to tell you, it hurt. How do you handle that? Well, Jesus told us, rejoice and be exceedingly glad when all men hate you and revile you for my name's sake. Rejoice. This is how they treated the prophets of old. See? Well, like right now, again, if you've read it, if you read any news, I've been trying to stay away from the news. It's not helpful. Okay? But I caught a few headlines. There's dancing in the streets, you know? Well, when that turns, you know, in that prophecy that Bronk gave about the revival that's coming, he said the enemy has not been said no to in about 40 plus years. Okay, and he said that he like a spoiled teenager, he's going to throw a tantrum that in some cities, some areas, it's going to look like a war zone. Well, I can see now it's going to be 10 times worse. It's going to be bad the way it was. But now that they think they've won and they're all dancing in the streets and it's, you know, happy, happy. I mean, it's going to be way worse. But God knows that. God knows that. See, he's been preparing a tough group here. Look how tough you guys are. See, hallelujah. Soft on the inside. No, whatever we are, we're tough. I know that. Well, let's talk about somebody who had to be tough. Let's look here in Hebrews 11 at Noah. I just love the story of Noah. There's so many things about Noah. See, when you hear from God, when you actually get your marching orders, and you know, you haven't been going to this church all these years and doing all of this, not to hear God, but when you actually hear what he has for you, it may be something that nobody's ever heard before. And Noah is such a good example of that, because God told Noah, I'm not going to go all the way back to Genesis, but God told Noah, I want you to build this ark because judgment is coming and it's going to rain so many days and nights on the earth. And you know, the first question, Lord, what is rain? You know, because it never rained. You talk about faith. Water is going to fall from the sky. What? He'd never seen it. And then he tells him to build this big boat. And see, nowadays you got to be, and you do have to be careful. You know, you can get flaky. Gary does not want to get flaky. I don't want to think I hear God and go off and do something that was not God. But that's why he's had us all in prayer and fasting and the word for all of these years, so that you don't get flaky. But I do have a few friends that I share with. You know, I've got Bronk, and I've got Tim, and I've got Alan, and I've got Jim Martin, and I've got, I've got Angie, I've got Sue. You know, people that I trust that, you know, I mean, Sue loves me, but she'll say, "You flaky thing, you." It's not God. Come here. Smack, smack. No, she won't hit me either. But she'll tell me the truth. So will Bronk. So will Jim. See, we don't need yes men. Right. You need somebody to tell you the truth in love. Okay. Well, when God tells Noah it's going to rain, well, first off, if they had a Bible then, which they didn't, of course, it'd be a real small one. How many chapters in Genesis? But if they had one, Noah, just a minute. Nope, it's never rained on the earth. It can't be God. Well, okay, maybe it's God. What else you got to say? I want you to build a boat and put all the animals in the world in it, because you're going to save all the creatures. Just a minute. Flip, flip, flip. Back through however many pages of Genesis. Nope, you never told anybody else to build a boat and put animals on it. I just don't think this is God. See, when God speaks to you, that's why we have to know him. Not just know about him. You've got to learn your master's voice. It's a daily walk where you learn. And all of us, I love Pastor Dave for the transparency, how he would say, including himself, we have all taken our trips to the barbershop. You remember the barbershop story? Why would God send me to the barbershop at 4 o'clock in the afternoon to minister the gospel to a man that's sitting in the third chair? Because when I got there, the barbershop was closed. Brother Dave, why would God tell me to go? And the answer is, he didn't tell you to go. That was either just an idea you had, or it's a demonic thought to try and destroy your confidence. But Dave, thank God for his honesty, would say, we've all had our trips to the barbershop. Well, you learn from that, don't you? You learn from it. Well, let's look at Noah here. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. By faith, boy, there it is. By faith. Noah's got nothing to look at except what God said to him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, and that means reverence, the reverential fear of the Lord, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. All right, now, go to 2 Peter chapter 2 and look at verse 5. Now, really here, Peter's talking about judgment of the wicked. But he mentions something that's not mentioned anywhere else in the Bible. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. And spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person. Now notice, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. See, Satan was the god of this world then, too. And the whole world had gone his way. The whole world had gone Satan's way. The earth was filled with violence. read the headlines. But anyway, that phrase there, see, nowhere else in the Bible does it say a preacher of righteousness. Now, if you read the account of Noah, it took, it was about a hundred years. And he got his sons to help him build, that ark. Okay? 100 years. I mean, and that's a long time. And he's preaching. It said he is a preacher of righteousness. What does that mean? Well, he's preaching what God told him. People would start coming once this thing. I mean, if you read the dimensions of the ark, and I've seen pictures of the one over in, was it Kentucky or, you know, that ark museum where they built a full scale one. I've seen pictures of it. And the thing's huge. You can't hide that thing. Well, you know, Noah's folly, this crazy preacher, started spreading around, and it became a tourist attraction. I mean, people would come. Now, tell us again. Tell us one more time, Noah, what's going to happen. Come on. Tell us again. Water, what? You said last time something about water falling out of the sky. Come on. Tell us again. Come on. Everybody get close. Come on. Here, Noah, he'd preach. Judgment is coming. Water is going to fall from the sky. God called it rain. And it's going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights, and you know, and waters, it's a big flood is coming. You better repent. You better repent. Better get on the boat with us. See, and I'd never thought of it until I heard Dave preach it, and thank God for our pastor. But he said, can you imagine? And, you know, Dave had, he had that memory, that mind of all of the genealogies and who was alive and who wasn't alive. And he kind of went through that one time, and he says, now, do you understand? Noah preached that message, building the ark, being made fun of, being a laughing stock. For 100 years, Noah preached what God told him. And he says, not one person besides his immediate family believed him. Not anybody in the villages. Not even a relative, not a cousin, not an uncle, not anybody. Can you imagine preaching the truth, exactly what God told you, and continuing to sweat and work and build this giant ark that everybody is just ridiculing? There's no telling how big the crowds got that come and made fun of him. And just keep on and keep on. See, pardon me just for a moment. I'm getting more on myself than you know. How many days has it been since the election? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 4 days. And we're having trouble hanging on? Noah held on for 100 years and he wasn't born again? Come on, let's get a little perspective here. I saw an article right before I left the house. And I just saw the headline. I don't even know who it was by. But it said, the nation gave Al Gore 37 days to let the process work it out. We should at least give Trump the same. Amen? 37 days. I told you it's over a month. It's December 14th when the Electoral College will cast their votes. So there's about that same amount of time. We got 30 some odd days. And things are going to change. They're dancing in the streets right now. They're making fun right now. You sure you heard God? Sure, God said. Well, God in heaven is laughing. God in heaven is laughing. He's going to have the last laugh too. And what he said is going to come to pass. Now, our job is to keep toughening up. Our job is to keep saying what he said. Man, that prophecy, you know, remember calling in the lost last week? And right at the end, you know, I wasn't expecting that. And I get to hear it when you hear it, you know. And boy, it means so much more to me now that I've been through the week. Everything he mentioned, I had everything. Because he said, I'm going to just read it again. I have raised you up. I have raised you up for such a time as this, says the Lord. Stand fast, my children. Stand fast, my warriors. Stand fast, my army. Now, he may have said something like that to Noah. I don't know. Yeah, stand for 100 years. Allow me to set a watch upon your lips. Did he set one upon Noah's? Noah preached the same message for 100 years without a single convert. And he wasn't born again. There's not many like that around. But except us. Amen. I declare it over each and every one of us and you, if you're watching this. Allow me to set a watch upon your lips. Speak not contrary to any one of these confessions. You've got to remember now that last Sunday night, we're not going to do it exactly that same way, but last Sunday night, by the way, I got a message from, names escaped me, but someone in Connecticut said, shortest teaching by Gary Carpenter ever. What I take 3 minutes or 4 minutes at the beginning, and then we just started the confessions, you know. But we did all of them. We did those special confessions, the revised ones over the election. We did their normal calling in the lost confessions. Then we did the confessions over Pastor Dave. And then in that context, he says, speak not contrary to any one of these confessions. Speak not contrary. Then he got real specific. Not concerning your own body. Not concerning your own house. That's your relatives, that's your family, that's your sons, daughters, mother, cousin. Not concerning this church. Not concerning the elections. And not concerning the revival. Say what I say, says your Lord, and I am well pleased with you. Okay? On every front, that was Sunday. The election was Wednesday. No, Tuesday. Counting was Wednesday. Okay? So it got really looking bad. That's when, you know, bad. Then Thursday, all the headlines. Okay? So, to varying degrees, we probably all obeyed that. I'm going to say to varying degrees. But I got tested on every one of them. Even my own body. After my mama got, in our family, there was all kinds of disruptions this week. Financial disruptions, spouse disruptions, earthquakes of all kinds. Okay, I'm getting another witness, okay? So all kinds of distractions that way. Of course, then the distractions of how the election looks like it's going, you know, and the tendency, oh, you know, it's not going to happen the way that it's supposed to happen. And now I'm wondering about revival. There's so many opportunities to get your tongue in line with the devil. See, my friend Pat Roll, he said years ago, I love this. He said, the devil's been putting thoughts in my mind. I said, he has. Yeah, he's been running around all day, running around in my mind looking for my tongue. Did you hear that? Boy, that is good. If you don't take anything away from here, you remember that. Because until you speak it, it is not authorized. Whew. Man, thank you, Pat Roll. That's a good one. That helps. So, distractions, every kind of distraction, trying to get us speaking opposite, speaking against what God has said, what He has plainly told us. And so, like, it didn't work, you know, even I didn't enjoy that. My mama really enjoyed it, by the way. She has told me 3 or 4 times. I spent 8 hours with my son. I really had a good time. Even though they're doing x-rays and they're doing CAT scans and they're poking needles in her arm and they're drawing blood. She said, I had a great day. Bless her heart. I had a good time too. My mom and I, we are laughing in the hospital. We're laughing in the doctor's office. We're laughing in the car. We always find a way to have fun, you know. But still, I was aware the whole time. This is a distraction. This is something from the enemy. This is trying to divert me from what I'm supposed to be doing. So as much as I could, I would continue praying softly in other tongues, you know. Mom's Baptist still, and she's not against it, but she doesn't really join. She does not in it. So anyway, and I don't want to start that discussion again right then. But anyway, so it didn't work on me. Okay, so I did what I was supposed to do. You got to handle what you got to handle. You can't just let mama hurt, you know. You got to take her to the doctor. So then, like, that didn't work. So then comes this one, not concerning your own body. And I get home, I get her in the house, get her set down. Then I got to sit down. I can't hardly breathe. My left arm's going numb. I know the symptoms, you know. Left arm's going numb, sweating profusely for no reason. I haven't been doing any exercise. It's not warm in there. And I mean, I got to sit down. And mama, she can't really see that well. She doesn't know what's going on. And I said, mama, you got to let me not talk for just a moment. Well, then she understood something was wrong, you know. So then I had to console her. It lasted maybe 5 minutes. I don't know, not very long. Seemed like forever. But even then, thank God, he said, see, it's so important that we hang on to everything God says to us. Matthew 4:4, man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's not just the written word. It is the written word, exactly the written word, but Noah didn't have a written word to stand on. He had to listen to God for himself. We have to listen to what God is saying to us now. And when he says hold fast, I got to preach on me today. One of those prophecies through Bronx says don't receive the report of your own body. The symptoms, don't receive that. Boy, that was it right in the forefront of my brain, right? Even just immediately, good Lord, this feels like a heart attack. Immediately, I heard that on the inside. Do not receive the report of your own body. Don't receive those symptoms. I went, so on the inside, I'm not receiving them. You know, I'm going, okay, I remember. No, I'm going to be fine. I wasn't saying it out loud. I couldn't hardly talk. I had no breath. But anyway, that passed. Okay. Made sure. Then I went in there and I heated up Mama half a cheeseburger. It's glory to God when you're 99 and you can have a cheeseburger. This one wasn't her favorite because normally she wants bacon on it. Is that good or what? And usually, if she really has her way, it'll be a double cheeseburger with bacon. Anyway, that's my mama. And it's working for her. But she says everything she eats, good and good for you. Good confession, right? I don't care if she's eating a Snicker bar. Good and good for you. So I get her all set. She's sitting in front of the TV. She's got her remote control. The TV's on. Got her a glass of milk. Got her half a cheeseburger warmed up. Mama's set. Okay? I said, you okay? I'm okay. Okay. I get in the car. I go home. As I'm coming in the door, I'm not doing anything strenuous. I'm just walking in the door, and those same symptoms hit me again. And I think it was for Sue's benefit, trying to get her in worry. I don't, or both of us. He's trying to get us both in worry. And I have to sit down, and I have to tell her, give me a moment. I can't, you know, my left arm. And but, you know, but it's not fear. I'm just telling her what's going on. And I said, I'll be okay, but I got to sit here a minute. Got to sit here. I don't know exactly what I said, to be honest with you. You know, say, oh, yeah, then Sue, she as soon as she understood what was going on, I told him that this morning, baby. When you hear it, you'll like it. She starts praying every prayer in the Bible for me, quoting scripture, casting out devils at me, everything. You know, you leave my husband. I mean, that woman's at work. She's doing it, you know. And sure enough, within just a few minutes, I'm fine. And y'all can tell I'm fine, right? He's a liar. It's just lying. And it's all of it. And it's Mark chapter 4. He's trying to distract us with anything, the cares of this world. And if that doesn't work, I'll tell you what's coming next. If he can't run you off, he'll buy you off. Because the next thing is the deceitfulness of riches and the lusts of other things. So if he can't run you off, he'll try and buy you. He did that with Jesus. He offered him all the kingdoms of the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is a time, this is a season where we have to, well, it's always the season to hear and obey what God says. Now, I don't know if you guys have downloaded and have the copies of the prophecies that have come through Bronk. They're all available at his website. They're in PDF format. They're real easy to print, real easy to download if you, you know. Boy, you need to get those in you. And all of them, especially those last three, where he talked about the revival. In fact, it's so important that we be bolstered in our faith. I'm just going to read a little bit of that one, okay? Should be right. Yeah, there it is. Yeah. See, it's too late, says the Spirit of the Lord. It's far too late, says the Lord, for this thing to be stopped. It has been declared in heaven, and it has been released. The dam, D-A-M, of my glory has already burst, says the Spirit of the Lord. It's past the point of any adversary stopping this outpouring, says the Spirit of the Lord. That which I have decreed has been sent forth. The army hosts of heaven have already been briefed in the Spirit, and assignments have already gone out, says the Spirit of the Lord. Of the winds and the wares of how these things will fall over my nation and over this nation, says the Spirit of grace. For the adversaries in the church or out of the church to stop this thing, it's far too late, says the Spirit of the Lord. The thing has come to a cup that is full in measure, and I have received the prayers of my people and the earnestness of them, says the Lord. So I say unto you, that which I have said many times in the past, get ready, but be earnest in your expectation. As the children of Israel stayed up all night, the night before their passage into freedom, with their sandals on and their shoes and their clothes, and they ate their meal in speed as if something was about to happen, so say I unto you, expect this thing. For nothing now can stop it. It has come to full measure. And that authority in the earth, which I have yearned for and asked for, has come to a place, says the Spirit of the Lord. Many will continue, and I encourage you to continue to speak my word as this birthing comes through the birth canal into the fullness. But I say unto you, this thing has been released in heaven. I say unto you, the assignments of the winds and the wares of how this thing will come about, where it will fall and how it will leap from place to place has already been assigned, says the Spirit of the Lord, based upon authority and based upon prayers of my saints. Now, I'm going to, all this time, this year, he's asked us specifically. Now, of course, we're always in the Word. There's fasting and worship. But he specifically mentioned, pray a lot in the Spirit. Why? When we know not what to pray as we ought. The Holy Spirit, collectively, and not just here in this place, but anybody who would join in around the world, the Holy Spirit has been praying the where's and the how's and the when's and the who's and all of that. And he said, it's been prayed. The authorities, I've received it. The authority's been granted. The assignments have gone out. Woo! Devil, we win. You lose. So I say unto you, live in the expectation of it in an earnest manner. Turn aside from anyone that has less expectation and say, these things are a pipe dream or something that has been orchestrated by man, says the Spirit of the Lord. Now get this, do not even try to convince them otherwise. Okay? If you start mealy-mouthing, panty-waist talking around me, I'm not going to be around you. I'm not going to try and convince you. If the Lord hadn't convinced you, now I'm going to stand up here and encourage everybody. That's exhortation. That's what we do. Okay? But you can choose not to believe. But I ain't going to hang around you while you talk about it. Ain't going to. Okay. Do not even try to convince them otherwise. Turn aside and go on your way. Because the expectation is now. Now, says the Spirit of the Lord. Stay in that place ready to receive. Because I say unto you, the night is far spent, the day is at hand, says the Lord. Now, if something is at hand, I can reach it. Okay. Now, the one I've been focusing on these two, but what I'm hearing, because the attack I got was actually more concerning the third one, which really came first. I know I'm speaking confusing. The night that these came forward through Bronk in Florida, this was the first one. And I always focus on the two about revival, but the attack came against me with this one. So I'm going to read this one. Is titled, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee, says the Spirit of grace. Do not receive the report of the enemy. Do not even receive the report of the symptoms of your own body, says the Spirit of grace. Thank God that was in me. Thank God that was in me. Continue to stand in my word and continue to stand within the witness on the inside of you that the words that I speak to you, I speak in comfort that I have healed your body. Receive these things and walk in the fullness of them, says the Lord, for you will live and not die. Do not receive the report of the enemy that keeps telling you that you're going to die from this thing. That's exactly what he was telling me. Exactly. They're going to find you dead, or they're going to not, or you're not going to make it to the end of your journey because your health is just going to continue to debilitate. I say unto you, as I say unto all those who believe my word, stand upon my promises. Continue to walk in my promises. But know this, that I declare unto you by my Spirit, says the Lord, that you are healed, present tense. All other symptoms are a lie against the truth concerning your body, says the Spirit of the Lord. How strong is that? Since we got time, I'm going to go ahead and read the other one, because now I understand the enemy's going to be even more mad than what I thought he was. Because, you know, they're all dancing in the streets thinking they've won. I like that. Angie sent me that thing, it was on Facebook, I guess. It says, you know, even the devil thought he won when Jesus was crucified until 3 days later. That is too perfect. That is too perfect. Well, they thought, and like this morning, they thought they won when they threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the furnace. No, they didn't. They thought they won when they threw Daniel in the lion's den. No, they didn't. Okay. Well, So this is the second part of the war of revival through Brock. For these things I say unto my church, for those who press in and those who understand the enduring process and who understand those things that are coming upon the face of the earth. For even as I promised my revival, also understand this, that there is a great war set in front of the church in the days ahead, says the Spirit of Grace. This war will be fought with great victory in the face of miracles. Say, hallelujah, hallelujah. And things that have not been seen since the first church, says the Spirit of Grace. No one man will lead this, but it will be led by a marching army. But also I warn you in the Spirit that as this war is fought and will be won on many fronts, and as I have said, this night that it has been released, it has been declared, it has been granted for this time and season that revival is among you, also understand that your enemy, though limited in knowledge, understands that something is coming. And the revival that will produce the harvest will also change the nation, says the Spirit of Grace. That is so important. The revival changes the nation. It's not the election that's going to bring revival. Got that? But the revival changes the nation. Okay, now, but that doesn't mean we don't get what he's promised in the election too. For even now, as my angel army is being set in effect for this outpouring, know that the hordes of hell, the principalities, the powers, the rulers of darkness, and every other spiritual kind of wickedness, as in demonic powers, are also receiving instruction. Because they understand that something is coming. They've seen the signs of my moves in the earth in times gone by, and how that I would solicit from my people the prayers necessary for the authority for my spirit to move. And they understand when my spirit is about to do something. Although they cannot stop it, they will do everything possible in this nation in the next, now get this, in the next few months. Say months, plural. Months. So this came on October 14th. Months. That would, I would think at least three. Okay? November, December, January. Ha! Right up till inauguration time. Okay? Months. But could be longer. He didn't say 3 months. Could be 6 months. I don't know. The next few, though. Not many months. Few. Okay? The next few months to bring forth chaos like you have never seen in many places. Well, I'm already seeing chaos like I've never seen in many places. All that's been going on in Portland, Oregon, they're not just burning down the white businesses, they're burning down the black businesses. I saw that, I remember that black business owner lady going, why'd you burn my shop down? You know, you destroyed all my living. Anyway, not all places, but in many places, events will be turned into things that could escalate to something similar to a war zone. See, Dave, remember all those years ago, Dave saw cities on fire? We've seen the beginning of that, and apparently it's going to be more of that. And I see now even more so when they thought they had the victory. And then it's going to turn? Boy. But know this, the prayers of the saints availeth much. Satan is like a child that has been said yes to for many decades. No generation in the past 40 plus years has said no to him in his way in this nation. In regard to laws in effect that would continually destroy the image of my word in this nation. And now, because of the prayers of the saints, know this, that these things are not by accident. That as revival comes to a place of precipice, as revival comes to a place of threshold, so is the nation moved in many different ways, says the Spirit of the Lord. And when this nation is reproved and certain things are changed, and even before they are changed, know this, that the enemy will throw temper tantrums like a child that thrashes about. But understand this, that even as a child is subdued, so the church will subdue these principalities. You don't allow teenagers to wreck the house. It's not that they will if you leave them, if you don't stop them. Rebellious teenagers, not mine, of course, I mean. Even as I have described to you that angels are taking orders from me and from my spirit for what my intention is in the deliberateness of this revival, understand also that your counterpart is getting ready to unleash what he believes will thwart this and stop it. But understand that, as I said, nothing will be able to stop this tidal wave. Whew, tidal wave of my glory, says the Spirit of the Lord. The revival changes the nation, not the change of the nation causes revival. Boy, that is important to remember. It is not by might nor by power, but it is by my Spirit, says the Lord, that all these things are being brought about. And this is the last generation, says the Lord. These things will come about and bring into effect my great harvest. On the right hand and on the left, you will see great things coming about. And at the same time, you will be seeing judgment in churches and in ministries. The candlestick of many well-known ministries will be removed, and the lack of anointing and the dryness of an arid place having no spirit, that will be my judgment. But if these will turn, I will receive them back again. Cities will be judged. Places will be judged. But at the same time, my Spirit will be working to bring forth a great harvest, says the Spirit of grace. Stand in me and declare these things as if they had already happened yesterday. Gee, that sounds like calling those things which be not as though they were. Doesn't that sound like that? Don't you wish there was a place you could go and be trained how to do that? Oh, you're at Calling in the Lost. We're professionals at doing that. I'm going to read that sentence again. Stand in me and declare these things as if they had happened yesterday. Because the day that you stand in, as I said, is far spent. A new horizon is upon you now. I say every time I see, I drove those trucks for all that time. And you're going across the Mojave Desert looking at the horizon. It's flat. I mean, you can see to the horizon, you know. And it's brown, brown. Then there's brown. And after that's brown. And then there's some brown after that. But every now and then you come to one of those, that may be a dried up riverbed. There may be no water in that stream at all, but there's enough underground water. There's a little ground, and there'll be green things growing along the sides of that creek. You'll see it up here on the horizon. And it's brown, 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 green. I'm headed to the green. Can y'all see revival? He's saying it's appeared. Might always get excited. Ooh, green. Ooh, revival. Get excited. We're almost there. Okay. A new horizon is upon you now. A place that will be new to all of you. Ooh, we're going to see some stuff. A place that you have petitioned me for all these years going forward when you could not see and you could not hear. But I say unto you, these days are upon you, says the Spirit of grace. Oh, this is, we're the ones dancing in the street. I'm telling you right now, because we have the word of the Lord. It does not matter what the enemy, we're the ones, I don't dance with a hoot, but how do they do that thing? My grandkids can do it really good, you know. Trump, you know, after doing how many of those rallies in one day, he's up there and he's dancing on the, I don't know where the man gets his energy at 74, you know. We're the ones dancing. Now, Sue's wanting to take a video of this. All right, I'll do it just for Sue. Did you get it? Okay, all right. All right, hallelujah.